Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. Yes, we love to worship. We love to worship God. He has the keeping power. Oh, yes. His son is Jesus the Christ. And we just thank him. We thank him for this moment. We thank him for this opportunity that he has given us. Yes, and we just bless him. We bless him. Oh, yeah. He always blesses us. And we say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to the Most High God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, we just praise him, praise him. We praise him. We love to worship him. We love to sing praises to him. We love to just acknowledge who he is. We love to study his word. We love to learn more and more and more about him. Oh, yes, and what he expects of us. We just bless him right now. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We just thank him. We say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, what a mighty God. What a mighty God. Open your mouth. Judge righteously. Defend the rights of the poor and needy. I'm going to say that again. Open your mouth. Judge righteously. Defend the rights of the poor and the needy. Proverbs 31 and 9. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day, Master. We thank you, God, for your listeners, God, those who are just coming and tuned to want to know more about you, God. Master, we just lift them up right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know that there's a lot going on in our world, God, but we know, God, that everything is well. It is well with you, God. Oh, and we just love to be in your presence, God. We love to seek you, Master. We desire to be at your feet. Glory to God. And we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you for everyone that's here, that's listening. Whether you're moving, whether you're driving in a car, yeah, maybe you're riding in the car. Maybe you are the chauffeur of the car, huh? Yeah, maybe you're just sitting on a beach somewhere and you hear Blog Talk Radio, or maybe you just sitting quiet at your kitchen table, wherever you are. Wherever you are, whatever you may be doing, we are just thankful to God that you are with us. And we say hallelujah, 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 and bless you. Oh, yes, we bless you in Jesus' holy name. Amen, amen. We know that we have been discussing last week we have been discussing equal justice last week. Yeah, we was discussing equal justice. And the week before, we discussed social justice. So we're going to go back to social justice. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right, and we just want to bring a little clarity to what we're talking about. We know that social justice is, it's a justice for everyone, a justice that everyone deserves, equal economic rights as well as social rights, yes. And we also know that equal justice is when everyone is considered equal, the same. Yeah, if you get 2 cups of sugar, I shouldn't get a half. I shouldn't get one. If you got 2, I should get 2 too. So we're talking about equal. Yeah, that's what equal, having the same amount. Everything going around the room, everything is equal. You get it and I get it. So we're talking about equal justice. Yeah, that's what we're going to be on, social justice. And we're just going to bring a little of this more, bring more clarity to it so we can get a better understanding of the justices that we deserve. We deserve these justices. How many of you just sitting right wherever you are, you think, yeah, I want justice. I need justice in this particular situation. Justice. And you know that justice was not done. So that meant you were not being either treated fairly in whatever area. It could be you didn't get the full cup of coffee or you didn't get the full cup of sugar. And you felt that you should have received that. Yeah, yeah. Social justice. Equal justice. This is where we're going to go today. And so we're going to first start off with Zechariah chapter 7, and that's verse 9 and 10. It says here, thus says the Lord of hosts, render true judgment. Listen to that word, judgment. Show kindness and mercy to one another. Do not oppress the widow, the fatherless, the sojourner, or the poor. And let none of you divide evil against another in your heart. Oh, what am I saying? Zechariah. Zechariah. Yeah, think about that. What am I saying? Do we see this today? Yeah, do we see that? Just think about it. Do we see what this is going on, and we see that someone is less fortunate, they don't have as much or equal as you may have, the next fellow may have, and how is he treated? How are we treating them? Yeah, we always start out with ourselves. We must look at ourselves as needing some work done. Yeah, because we're not all where we should be. There are some things that we need to get straight to. We need to bring some clarity in our own lives before we can go and look at someone else's and even submit a judgment. Yeah, we got to look at ourselves. So here we see, I'm just turning here because I want to bring a little better clarity to this. Zechariah, yeah. So we see that Zechariah, yeah, he was a prophet. Yeah. Zechariah was a prophet. He was ministering. Yeah. He had begun his ministry for 2 months. He was ministering. Yes. The two prophets were both together. Yeah. And they were concerned about rebuilding the temple. Zechariah called the people to repentance and proclaim the kingdom of God is at hand. Now, he was making a bold stand, a stand, a stand for God, Zechariah. And as we can see in here, in this lesson, in this verse right here, we see that he's telling us that we should render the true judgment. What is the truth? Where there's no lies, where there's no deceit, but the truth. Yes, yes, nothing but the pure truth, being honest, being just, being righteous, truth. That's what he says. And he says, do not oppress the widow. What do we mean by oppress? Oppress simply means to cause burdensome, to be cruel to the widow woman who doesn't have her husband. Yeah, usually she is one salary. Yeah, if someone would come in and help the widow, time that is all she would have. So it's saying here not to oppress them. Yeah, not to be cruel to them. Yes, this is what Zechariah is talking about. And he's making a stand. He's proclaiming this. Yes, that we shouldn't do this. Yeah, we shouldn't do this. And it says here that not even to the fatherless, those who are without fathers, those who are without dads, those who are have no male in their home. Some may not even have known their fathers. Yeah. to the fatherless. We should be more tender and kind and understanding. Yes. And spend time with those who have never had their dads. Yeah, look at that. He talks about the sojourner. The sojourner is what? Someone who doesn't stay at any place for any length of time, but he's constantly moving. He's constantly on the move. We should not be rude, be harsh. When we see people, we see this. We see it all the time. Mm-hmm. We should not be cruel. Proverbs 31:8-9 says, "For you to open your mouth for the mute, for the righteous of all who are dissolute." Open your mouth. Judge righteous. Defend the rights of the poor and the needy. Now if you see, this is social justice. And pay attention to the social justice is constantly talking about those who are in need, those who are the lesser. The Bible said that the poor will be with us always. So it's not going to be at no time will we see these. Will we see people that are in need? People in need will be around ever. Yeah. It's just that they may have different levels of need. Yes. Think about it. Yes. Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. When we see a mute, we see someone that may be dumb, someone that may be deaf or deep, whatever the case may be. And if you know that they're in this condition, or this condition is with this particular person, and you see that there is an injustice that is taking place, what do you think you should do? Should you look the other way and act as if you didn't see that? Or should you say something about it? Yeah, yeah. I can remember when this particular person had ordered their medication. And when they got their medication, they counted the tablets that they had. It was only 10. So that meant 2 was short. 2 was not there. So when they addressed the situation, someone said, "Well, that may be an oversight. Probably the next time it'll be okay." Well, then the next time came, it was still the same. Well, this particular person knew that they were not being treated fairly. But you see, the person who witnessed that, they opened up their mouth and they began to speak for the one who was mute, the one who didn't feel that they were strong enough to make a stand, that they didn't feel they were strong enough to make a case. They didn't feel that someone would hear them. Well, the person stood up for them and demanded that this would never happen ever again, that this would be the last time that a mistake like that would happen, or they would report them. That was the last time that ever happened, because someone opened up their mouth. Yeah. Social justice. Yeah. Make a change. Shake it up. Yeah. Don't just sit and act as if you don't see, you don't understand, you're not in tune to what's going on. Speak up for those who are less fortunate, those who may not have that huge bank account that you may have, or that education, or even those numbers behind their name. Yeah. 37. It's a man. A man was going down a road. He was going down a road, and it was going really to Jerusalem. He was going to Jerusalem from Jericho, and he fell among robbers. Think about this. How many of us have taken a walk and was in a strange place, and anything could have happened? Well, look at this. This is in Luke chapter 10. Yeah, robbers, people had was really, a lot of times when you're walking down the street, you better make sure, even driving in a car, make sure that when you making the turn or making that, going that route, or you're not going to a dead-end street, because who knows what could be waiting for you in that alley, or what could be waiting for you. Yeah. Oh, and make sure that it's not nighttime that you're doing this, or you've gotten lost, or you're off track. Hey, look at this. Look at this lesson. Fell in the hands of these robbers. Yeah. Think about it. It could have been that they were out sightseeing and night caught them. Yeah. I mean, usually when things like this happen, the thief has already cased you out. Yeah, because they case you out, and you just having a normal day, and you're cased out. And when I say cased out, you're singled out. You're singled out to either be robbed, killed, raped, or anything could happen to you. Look at this. So here we see that this person fell in the hand of the robbers. They stripped him, and they stole the goods, leaving him half dead. Think about that. Could have been, when we say half dead, it could have hit his head when he fell, could have been bleeding, could have broken his arm, could have scratched his legs up, took his jacket, took his glasses, could have broke up or cracked it. Just all kind of things could have happened. Think about it. Just use your imagination. And now here comes the priest. The priest who is supposed to be the man of what? God. Ooh, the priest is coming down. He's coming down the road. He's walking. And he sees this person. He sees this incident. He sees someone laying over there. But what does he do? Do you think he goes to that area? Would you think he would go in another direction? Well, just so happened, he passed on. He went on and he got on the other side. Yeah, on the other side. The man of God. Well, a Samaritan. Yeah, a Samaritan. A good Samaritan. And when he saw him laying there, he was compassionate. Yeah. He began to walk up to him, go over there, and try to patch up. If he had a scarf, he would take the scarf off so he could kind of stop some of the bleeding, or do some kind of pressing and trying to hold the wound or protect the wound. If he had any type of oil or anything that was liquid that he could wash that area off, that it wouldn't become infected. He was really, in that moment, he went into being a nurse or a doctor. Yeah, whatever he could do, he was going to do it. He was trying to. He was going all completely out of his way. The Samaritan. Compare the Samaritan to the priest. Look at that. So he began to place this person, yeah, on a beast. And when he did this, he brought him to an inn. Yeah, now this is detail, because people don't do this too often. They don't do this too often. No. Because if people see you, they may think you some kind of, this is some kind of act, or some kind of, somebody's trying to set me up so I could come to help them, and then they're going to rob me, or they look like they have dead, but they're not. They're going to jump them, and then they're going to be okay. So it's a lot that could have happened in this piece, in this story. But even in spite of all of those things, that the woulda, coulda, shoulda, the Samaritan went forward. He desired to go and what? Help. That was the main focus. That was the main concern, to help. To help my brother or my sister, to help, to give aid. Yeah. So what would you have done? Would you have ran away? Would you have went on the other street or turned when you saw this situation? Or would you have stopped to see what it was you could do or how you could help? Or could you have stood back and said, let me call 911 and let me call for help? Some form of showing kindness. Looking for social justice, huh? Looking for someone just to do the what? The right thing. That's all this is. Just the right thing. And at the right time. Yeah. Look at that. Look at that. Doing the right thing at the right time. And at the crucial time when it's so important. Because this was at life or death. Who knows? But the priest, the man of God. Think about that. Now, I'm not going to really thrive on him too much because we all have fallen short. We done fell short many times. We done fell short. Yeah. So this could have been just one of those times when he fell short. Yeah, because there were other things that could have been done. If you was fearful of going close, there was some you could have went somewhere, knocked on a door somewhere else and asked some other people to come help. There are many things that when you look at this story, that many ways that help aid, concern, could have been shown. Many ways. Yeah. So would you have allowed the love of God that you're supposed to have? Would you have allowed the love of God, the concern of God, the concern of Jesus Christ to rose up in you and you see what you could do? Would you have done that? Would you even went so far as to call somebody else to come and help? Yeah. The question is, what would you have done? Amos 5:24. So it says here, let justice roll down like water and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Ooh, don't we love that? Don't we love to get that justice going? We love to get the justice, but are we willing to give justice? See, this is where I wanted to go. I wanted to go here last week because, see, it's a two-side thing. You know, it's two sides. It's always been two sides. So it says justice, what? To be righteous and fair and honest. Righteousness, to show equality for one another. Clothe yourselves in it. Wrap yourself in this. Yeah, in justice. Uh-huh. And remember this, so that whatever you sow, you will what? You're going to reap it. Galatians 6:7 tells us that. It says that do not be deceived. Do not be deceived. Do not think for one moment or even one inkling during the day that whatever I'm going to do, I'm going to do it and that's it. No, if you sow good, you're going to reap good. And if you sow bad, what? You're going to reap bad. That's just it. That is a law that God has in place. It has been in place before the beginning of time. And it's still in place today. Whatever you reap, you're going to sow. You're going to get it back. That's simply what that means. You do good, good will follow you. Good will come. You do bad, that's going to follow you too. Yeah, think about it. Proverbs 29:7. A righteous man, he knows the rights of the poor. A wicked man does not understand such knowledge. He don't have a clue. He don't have an inkling. He don't have any kind of understanding, the unrighteous. So it says when you're a righteous thinker, you're not selfish. You're only concerned about yourself, but you think highly of others and you do understand the need of those who are lacking. You understand. Yeah. For one thing, you haven't always been where you are. And then if you are the privileged one and you were just born with a gold spoon in your mouth, at some point and sometime in your life, you need to realize that this just don't have to be this way always. Yeah. There could be some kind of strange situation that can come out of nowhere. And then you will find yourself on the other side of the room, or even of the table, or even of the discussion. Think about it. Yeah. Yeah. Proverbs 22:16, it says, whoever oppresses the poor to increase his own wealth or give to the rich will only come to what? He's going to come to poverty. What am I saying? He's going to get to a place. That's what I'm talking about right now. He's going to get to this place where he's going to be in lack. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. It may not be a long, long time that you'll be lacking, but you're going to lack. It says here, whoever oppresses the poor. See, when you do wrong, again, wrong is going to follow you. So you just like you baiting it and you're entertaining it and you're growing wrong. You're growing that. So that's going to come and it's going to filter in you and you're going to succeed in just constantly doing wrong. You have kids. You're going to teach them wrong. And their kids are going to do what? They're going to learn wrong. So it's going to be generations of wrong, of how to oppress. Yeah. How to do wrong. Who wants that? Whoever oppresses the poor to increase his own wealth or gives to the rich will only come to poverty. Yeah. So how do I oppress the poor just for me to get better, get what I'm going? If I cause a storm or if I cause a disaster to take place in your life, and while you're in the disaster, I'm going to benefit from the disaster that you're in, and I'm going to be buying property because it's going to make my property cheaper that I can afford to get it. But at the same time, you're in a disaster. It then burnt down your house. You have no money. You have no bank account. But I am sitting over here rich because I can buy this land. I can buy many pieces of property now. Because I don't have to worry about you interfering in me getting what I want. So now you're poor. You may have had, I'm rich. So is this richness that I have now, is it permanent? Is this a good seed that I'm sowing? Ask yourself. No, no. So it says, do we see that? Do we see it today? Do we see this? Giving to the poor just around the holidays? Just giving to the poor around the holidays is not enough. We should be concerned with others and not blocking or taking away from them at no cost. No cost. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for this word. Yes, we thank you, Master, for this word. And we know, God, that there may be someone that needs to hear this word. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus to open up their understanding, open up their hearts, God. Teach them right now in the name of Jesus. And we will be careful to give you all praise and all honor in Jesus' holy name. Tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, God's Favorite Ministry will be on air live. If you have some time, just pass by, dial that same number that you're dialing tonight, and just listen to God's Favorite Ministry. And, of course, we look forward to having you back here with us on next Friday evening, same time. With Victorious Living. Yeah, your host, Minister Janice. What a mighty God we serve. He desires us to give justice and not always be looking to receive justice. Give, and it shall be given back to you. Good measures, pressed down, shaken together, and running over.